This is the Digging Deeper podcast for Daf Yud Aleph in Avodah Zarah. I wanted to spend the time focusing on the prohibition of Ubechukoseim lo Selechu, mimicking the idolaters. Now, I say mimicking the idolaters simply because the prohibition of Ubechukoseim lo Selechu, the reason why we prohibit a Jew to copy the ways of an idolater is that it might lead to idolatry, which would follow then, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that any other nation which could potentially lead a Jew to a form of idolatry, the same prohibition would be included, which would then include Christianity for our discussion. But it would potentially leave Islam out of the prohibition, since we do not believe that Islam is a form of idolatry. But when we think about the prohibition of Ubechukoseim lo Selechu, we need to understand what exactly are we prohibiting? What is it that we can't do because it might lead, by mimicking a non-Jew, it might lead us to serve idols? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, discusses the idea about Sorfen al HaMelachim, that there is a Jewish custom to burn the clothing of a Jewish king after he died. And the Tosefta, which the Gemara quotes, says, Ve'ein velo midarchei ha'amori, this is not considered idolatrous. Well, the Gemara asks, well, hold on a second. How could this not be idolatrous if our Mishnah, at least one of the opinions in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan said, Misa shi'es bas sreifa, Misa which has the component of burning the clothes of the idol of the king, the non-Jewish king, is it considered a Yom Eid, it's considered a holiday, then how could we burn our king's clothes because it's Ubechukoseim lo Selechu? This is what the idolaters do. This is what non-Jews do. How can we Jews mimic the behavior of the idolaters? So the Gemara answered, Elat kuli alma sreifa lav chukahi. Really, sreifa, the burning of the clothes, is not considered chukos ha'akum. It's not considered mimicking the non-Jews. It's the same action, but it doesn't have what we would call religious significance. Ela chashivusahi, it's simply to show kavod and respect to the deceased, to the king. And if it's just done to show kavod and respect, that doesn't fall under the category of ubechukoseim lo Selechu. And that's what Rashi says. Misha sorfin alav, when you burn the clothing of the king, Marin, you show Shemisaso Chashuvalahem, Chashivalahem Hamisa Shesarfula. You show the Chashivus, you show that it's special. But it's not a religious ritual. It's simply an act of respect. And therefore, there's no prohibition of Ubechukoseim lo Selechu. It's simply a show of respect, a sign of respect, and not religious in nature. And that is how the Ran understands our Gemara as well. The Ran on Daf Beis Amid Beis, in the back of the Gemara, he says, Lefi shelo asra Torah, ele chukos shel avodas kochavim, elu dvarim shel hevel ubatala, v'kulen yesh ben tzrach avodas kochavim. If it has, when do we prohibit something because of Ubechukoseim lo Selechu, of Chukos Akum? Those are Dvarim Shel Hevel, things which might not have necessarily, or things which seem to be Hevel, seem to be silly to us, but there's Strach Avodas Kochavim. It's connected to some form of religious ritual, some Strach Avodas Kochavim. Aval Dvarim Shel Tam, Sharu. But if there isn't any connection to a religious ritual, is Devarim Shel Tam. It's an action that is done for a specific reason, let's say for kavod, as a sign of respect, like burning the clothes of a king upon his death. So yeah, so the Jews do it and the non-Jews do it as a sign of respect. That's not religious in nature, and therefore that would not be a violation of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu. This is also the understanding of the Maharik in Shoresh Peches and Eshalos and Chuvos, discusses the permissibility for a Jew to wear a doctor's coat, like any other doctor. The question was, is it a prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu? If the non-Jewish doctors are wearing it, then maybe a Jewish doctor is not allowed to wear it. Says the Maharik, there's no problem for a Jew to wear a doctor's coat, because there's nothing religious. There's no religious significance to wearing the coat. It's just a sign of kavod. This is who the person is, as a doctor. That's how you identify as a doctor. That's all. And since there's no religious significance, there's no prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu. This would also then explain, in more modern times, going to sporting events. Going to sporting events, or Moshe writes, it might be a prohibition of Bittul Torah and Leitzanus, but it's not a prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu, because it's not a religious ritual. I mean, it feels like there's some religion going on during the sporting event, but it's not a Christian or any particular faith. It's just a sport, and since there's a sport, it's not a religious ritual in the classic sense. Therefore, it's not prohibited because of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu. Similarly, wearing modern clothing, jeans, or a suit jacket, the short jackets, not the long bekashas, that also wouldn't be a problem, because when someone wears a suit, there's no religious significance wearing the suit, and therefore there's no prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu. And this, of course, is what the Rama writes in Yordea Daf Simon Kufayin Ches. When the Shulchan Aruch talks about the prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu, he quotes this Maharik and Ran and says the only prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu is if there is L'shem Pritus, Ela B'davar Shenogu Bo Ha'ovdi Kachavim L'shem Pritus, Kigon Shenogu Lilbosh Malbushim Adomim. He says there is a prohibition if a non-Jew wears something L'shem Pritus, something which is inappropriate, such as wearing red clothing, which generally, traditionally speaking, is an inappropriate color to wear. V'u Malbush Sarim U'chadom L'zem Mibabushe HaPritus. So something which is that red, which is considered a garment of officers, so some form of pritzus based on what you're wearing, o bedavar shenagu leminagu lechok vein tam bedavar tika lamechash be mishum darchei hamori, or something which there is a long-standing tradition, but they don't really understand the reason behind it, so there's a concern that maybe there is some srach avodah zara connected to it. So those are things which we would prohibit because of Chukos Ha'akum. In other words, either there's some connection to a religious ritual, even if we may not know it, but perhaps we can come up with a rationale that it's religious in nature, or something which is pritzah, something which is simply inappropriate for a Jewish person to wear. But something else, something which doesn't have any religious relevance, says the Rama, there is certainly no prohibition of Ubichukusem Lo Selechu. However, the Vilna Gaon in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches argues with the Rama, and the Vilna Gaon says that you're making a mistake. The Ran that the Rama is using, the Marik that the Rama is using to be lenient and doesn't really work. You know why it doesn't work? It doesn't work because our Gemara contradicts a different Gemara in Sanhedrin. And in fact, what the Vilna Gaon is alluding to is Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos on our daf, on Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph, says that though our Gemara seems to imply that Sreifa Lav Chukahi, that it's just a Chashivusa, it's not a religious ritual, it's something that's done out of Chashivus, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to indicate that Sreifa, the burning of the clothes, does happen to have religious significance. So how do you then reconcile these two contradicting Gemaras? So the Ri Tosfos comes up with a solution to resolve the contradiction. He says one Gemara, he says there are two types of Chukos HaAkum. There are two types of Chukos HaAkum which are prohibited. Echad she'osin l'shem chok lavoras kochavim, one which is done l'shem chok lavoras kochavim, it's done for religious purposes. The echad she'osin l'shem das hevel shtus shelahem, and one which is not done for religious purposes, but you're copying a behavior, or a non-Jewish behavior. Both, he says, are prohibited. Even if it isn't religious in nature, it's a non-Jewish behavior, it's prohibited. However, it won't, we can override that prohibition if we have a specific source which would permit it for us. So for example, in our case, by burning of the clothing, we have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which says that even Jews can burn the clothing of a king when he dies. So therefore, even though it's not necessarily chok avodos kachavim, it's not a religious ritual, nevertheless, it's something which is done l'shem das hevel ushtus, which would still be prohibited, but because we have a pasuk to support our practice, then we consider it permissible. Which again, Shitas Tosos comes out to be very strict. According to Shitas Tosos, any behavior of a non-Jew, even if it's not religious in nature, is prohibited for a Jewish person to do, which would then potentially impact many cases. Going to sporting events would be prohibited. Wearing any particular clothing might be prohibited. Celebrating particular holidays might be prohibited. It opens up a whole big can of worms if you take this strict approach, this approach that Shitas Tosfos takes, which is adopted by the Vilna Gaon. It is interesting to note that the Vilna Gaon and the Hasidim both adopt this strict approach. I guess halacha sometimes makes strange bedfellows, because both the Vilna Gaon and the Hasidim, who didn't get along, are both makbid not to wear anything which would, any dress which would look like a non-Jewish dress, and that's why they wear long coats, because we're choshesh for, they're choshesh for Shitas Tosfos. However, our practice seems to, not seems, our practice follows the Rama in the footsteps of the Maharik and the Ran. And what we have to say in order to explain that approach is that even though the two Gemaras in Sanhedrin and in our Gemara in Avodah Zarah contradict, the Rishonim decided to follow our Gemara, and they ignored the other Gemara. They paskin like our Gemara, they paskin like Avodah Zarah, and not paskin like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Just want to point out one more idea. Rav Moshe in his tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Aleph, he talks about the immigrants coming from Poland to America, wondering whether they're allowed to wear the modern Western clothing that Jews and non-Jews were wearing in America at the time. Is it a prohibition of Chukos HaAkum? And Rav Moshe writes that, first of all, we follow in the Shitas HaMaarik, and so therefore there's no religious significance to wearing the clothing. It shouldn't be an Isser. There shouldn't be any prohibition. But then he does something really fascinating, which I wanted to mention. He says as follows, V'gam beloze ein shayich iser malbushei nachrim. He says, first of all, you can't even describe this as a prohibition of non-Jewish clothing. T'hakimat kol b'nei Yisrael lo shen malbushim elu. He said, all of the Jews are wearing this clothes. The Im Kain, if that's so, mi omer shehem malbushei nachrim. Who says then that they're categorized as non-Jewish clothing? V'hayisraelim lovshin bekan b'mabushim. B'mabusheyim, because the Jews are wearing them too. U'madua lo nomar shemitchila heim gam malbushe Yisrael. Why didn't you say that they're considered Jewish clothing? Why did you assume that they're non-Jewish clothing? Maybe they're Jewish clothing. D'lo nikba klal mitchila lehanachrim v'achar kach gam v'hayisraelim. The clothing were never made specifically for non-Jews, and then only afterwards were Jews allowed to wear them. They were made for everybody. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, even if you want to take the strict approach, like the Vilna Gaon and the Ran, he said, the clothes that we wear now, everyone would agree that there is no prohibition of chukos ha'akum, because they're not necessarily non-Jewish clothing. They're clothing for everybody. And that would be... And therefore, it'll be fine. But of course, the Hasidim take a stricter approach, and they want to make sure that they don't look anything or dress anything like a non-Jew. Perhaps following in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rambam, "V'lo yilbash malbush hamiyuchad lehem," that you don't wear clothing which is miyuchad lehem, because you don't want to be mizdame, you don't want to be similar to them. So even though there isn't necessarily a prohibition of Chukos Ha'akum, in the sense that the clothing is already considered Jewish clothing, as Rav Moshe argues, nevertheless, they still wanted to make a separation between their appearance and the appearance of non-Jews.